Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Dan Bishop about the 9:30 funding fight, and then Alex Marlow about the border and the approval of Joe Biden. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campuses.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Okay, 9:30 is looming, and there doesn't seem to be a deal in sight, doesn't seem to be any sort of resolution in sight. And joining us now is Dan Bishop, who is fighting. Dan, thank you for taking the time here. I want to ask you directly, because, you know, we've had a couple Congress people on, and there's a lot of abstractions, and it drives me nuts. Where do we stand today? Is the government going to shut down? Do you think a deal will be brokered before that? Dan Bishop.
Charlie, I think we're going to have 4 appropriations bills on the floor this week. We're going to pass appropriations bills. Hallelujah. What exactly happens with the 26% of government that we don't pass appropriations bills for this week? I don't know yet. But the point, Charlie, and Matt Gaetz said it better than anybody I've ever heard on Barbaromo's show yesterday, is that the failure theater has to stop. The fakery and the gimmicks need to stop. We need to show as Republicans that we can get the job done. That means breaking through obstacles and delivering. It's time.
Yes. I agree. So let's play that piece of tape here, and then I have several other specific questions, and I want you to tell the audience what you mean by appropriation bills. So let's go here to cut, I believe it's 48. This has gone totally viral, Matt Gaetz and Maria Bartiromo. And Maria's great. She's 10 out of 10. She's an excellent, excellent host. Play cut 48.
It's the only way to break the fever and liberate ourselves from this out-of-control spending.
Well, he's doing the 4 bills next week.
Because we're making him.
He's doing it. So to push now, to blow up all of the wins that you all have had now.
Which wins? Please enumerate them.
Well, okay. Well, how about the fact that he has set up a weaponization committee to investigate the DOJ, whether they're involved in a cover-up?
That's
process. How about the fact that he has... Hold on. Hold on. How about the fact that he has set up the China Select Committee to keep China to account? And, of course, he has launched this inquiry into impeachment, potentially, for President Biden. Is that not what you want?
There's another clip after that that continues. But, look, I think Maria's great. What I think Matt is getting at, though, is that it hasn't yet fulfilled the mandate of the base. Is that fair to say, Congressman Bishop?
Well, it's a little more than that, Charlie. The problem over time is there's theater, there's cosmetics, there are messaging bills, there are fakes, there are vows to do things that seem never to be followed through on. And that's really what it comes down to. Let's do something real. You know, this CR over where I broke with Chip Roy and my good friend Scott Perry and so forth, over this question of a continuing, let's jump to a continuing resolution and put in there that we're going to the border, the HR2 bill, and say we're going to cut spending 8% for 30 days. I mean, they want to do something to make a message. There's nothing wrong with the message, Charlie, but it's time to do something real. It's time to show Republican voters that the trust they repose in the Republican Party in Congress is not misplaced. It's not that it's easy. It's not that there aren't excuses galore, but we can pass appropriations bills, the spending bills, the 12 spending bills to run government in the next year, not because the Senate will check off and President Biden will sign them, but because that's how you set forth a vision and show voters, if they are faithful, that we'll be faithful. This is what we will do.
Let's continue with the Matt Gaetz-Maria dialogue, play cut 49.
None of those things are deliverables. Those are steps in a process. Setting up a committee is an end unto itself only in Washington, D.C.
But
the American people demand results. Hold on, I'll let you talk.
Okay,
Maria,
go ahead.
These committees have done nothing to reduce inflation. They've done nothing to actually constrain the Biden government. We can set up committees and have hearings and yell at people, but at the end of the day, if we still send the check to fund a weaponized government, having a weaponization subcommittee is little relief to the American people. And if any of this was serious, we would be sending out subpoenas and compelling process the way the January 6th committee did. We should be operating like them. Instead, we're playing patty cake with the Bidens. We're allowing them to get away with it. And we're funding it. We're sending the money. If we were serious, use the power of the purse.
Okay, so Congressman, there is this issue then of moderate Republicans saying they're going to team up with Democrats for quote-unquote CR. Is that likely?
Charlie, I think it would be a suicide for any of them to do that. They'll lose. Everyone who joins in that will lose his or her next election in a primary or a general. If they believe that's the way to go, there's nothing that I can do to stop them. They've threatened it repeatedly, and perhaps they will. And Charlie, let me say this. I know that it's tough for loyal Republicans, people who want to see change, to see a dissension among Republicans. The one thing I can say that would be worse than that is to see all Republicans linking arms in front of the theater that keeps being performed so that no voter knows where to go to try to make something change in Washington. Those who want to see change have to see fighters pursuing that. And if someone decides to betray the Republican Party, better that the Republican voter know who it is.
I totally agree. And I'll just be honest, Congressman, I think it's time to say we need to defund Jack Smith, get what we need for the border, and not paperwork people for the border, okay? Matt Gaetz also made this point. Here's where the Biden will hoodwink us, okay? So Biden will say, okay, here's $10 billion for the border. And then you read it, it's going to be a bunch of TSA agents to allow the entry of illegals. No, we need border security, not illegal border jumping facilitation. Congressman Bishop.
They will process them in faster. That's how that money would be used. And
yes,
you're right. And then they'll send a bunch of money to New York, which will be essentially welfare payments, or to buy some more hotels to house the illegals. That's not the answer. And we need to have the courage to say so.
That's right. So let's just kind of get into the details here. What you say, you're passing four appropriation bills. Does that mean you're breaking the idea of a CR into different buckets? It's a little wonky even for me. Can you walk through that, please?
It is, you know, the CR is the break the glass thing when you can't get your spending bills done. As Matt says, that what the lobbyist crowd want to do every year is force this into exactly this position. You get to the deadline, you can't do it, so you do a continuing resolution for old spending, Nancy Pelosi spending, move the deadline out of another 30 days, then you'll do another one, then you get a handful of days before Christmas, and they'll do a monster omnibus appropriations bill in which you get a yes or no vote on government, period. No opportunity to change anything in any of these agencies. 12 separate bills govern where you have defense, ag, state and foreign operations. The third one slipping my mind. Oh, this third one is DHS. Those move on the floor this week. Those should have been done. They've been ready since June, Charlie. They should have been on the floor. We've had some problems in agreement on spending level and whether there are going to be any actual cuts in the Republican conference. But when we can break through that, when we have a meeting and talk about it, it should have been done. It's basic leadership.
Yeah.
And it proves your competence.
You have to be willing to shut it down. Otherwise, they control you. We shouldn't delight in that. We shouldn't rejoice in it. We lived through the longest government shutdown ever with Donald Trump and Chuck Schumer over immigration. And honestly, I was all there for it. This doesn't have to be an extended, you know, long period of time thing. But look, if you are so afraid of, let's say, a week shutdown or a week and a half shutdown, then you aren't negotiating. You're a hostage. So are you a negotiator or are you a hostage? But yeah, please finish that up, because I think that's the proper framing right now.
It's exactly right. We have this essential argument inside the Republican conference, And people will say, we have to show we can govern so that we can be get support not only to control the House, we've got to control the Senate, we've got to control the White House for a decade. And my answer is, if all you can do is surrender every year since the 90s, you are not possibly going to gain enough confidence from the voter to believe that you should have that scale of control. You've got to be willing to fight them out. You've got to be willing to do what is necessary to make progress. That requires negotiations. It requires sticking to your side in negotiations and winning.
Strong Cell is amazing. I got to tell you, the combination of NADH, CoQ10, and collagen is really something. You know, people ask me, they say, Charlie, how do you keep your energy up? How do you just keep on pushing? Look, part of it is diet, nutrition, but I'll be honest, I take supplements really seriously. Fact check me on this. You can say, oh, Charlie, I'm going to fact check you. Type this into your search engine. NADH. Just type it in. What does it tell you? It might tell you that it is the secret to living long, anti-aging properties, more energy. Well, all of that is being proven in more and more clinical trials. NADH is a precursor so that your mitochondria can remain healthy and vibrant. The elites, a lot of billionaires, people with a lot of money, they spend a ton of money on NAD. It's a fact. NAD just might be your secret weapon for more energy. I take NAD every single day. I could tell you that NADH compared with CoQ10, the trials show very, very good things on it. Don't take my word for it. I mean, honestly, my word should be good for something, but fact check me. Look at it. And if you do it over 30 days, you'll see an increase in energy. I wake up better than ever before. NAD can help you potentially, again, fact check me on this, with depression, anxiety, other issues that you might be dealing with. It is nature's gift to you so that you might have extra energy and mental clarity. You guys can use promo code Charlie for 20% off. It's strongcell.com/Charlie. NAD might be nature's secret weapon for you. I love it. I take it every single day. Try it for at least 30 days to see the maximum benefit. And let me know. Has NAD helped your life? Strongcell.com/Charlie. Check it out. Strongcell.com/Charlie. So Congressman, look, I got to be honest. You're doing a great job. Everyone's fighting hard here. But the fiscal hawks, I'd say the Freedom Caucus, we can't even get agreement amongst the rank and file of the Freedom Caucus. Is that getting sorted out? Because I got Byron over here and Chip Roy over there and Matt Gaetz over here and Marjorie Taylor Greene. We need the Freedom Caucus united. What's going on here?
So that's a fair point, Charlie. And I think we are on the same playbook currently. That is to say, this week we pass appropriations bills. And Chip Roy's been killing himself getting the rules, the single rule that will bring in four bills to the floor at one time for amending and then final votes on each one. A lot of detail to that. He's been working hard on it. What we do at the end of the week and whether or not we move a CR or continue with, you know, having passed budgets to appropriations bills to cover 73% of the discretionary spending, the bureaucracy, whether that we go and do a short-term CR to get to the rest of it or not, that's going to be the open issue on which there's still uncertainty. But the reason this happens, Charlie, the reason people get in greater disarray and some say, wow, we've just now got to give up. And some say, wait, what the hell? We're not giving up, is because a dearth of leadership has left the basic work of a Republican majority undone for 9 months.
Yes,
so
that's right.
There's not going to be a magic bullet fix to get everything to work right. But I got it. What I say is, unless we get business going the way it's supposed to and move it through, you can't retain people's confidence.
Yeah.
And by the way, the border crisis that is affecting New York, we're not going to create that as an issue by what we do in Congress. It's an issue all on its own.
So,
and the Homeland Security bill should address it.
Well, 100%. And so is there a path here where the moderates, they want a clean CR. We want all these different cuts. Say, okay, you get one for 2 weeks. We're going to keep negotiating. Therefore, you keep the quote-unquote government open. Is that something that's being entertained? Because that doesn't structurally solve the problem, but it also will quell the chattering from these good-for-nothing moderates to get them back to the table saying, look, we'll do this a week or two at a time, but we're going to get to a place where we cut funding, where we cut spending, Congressman.
As far as I am concerned, maybe so, Charlie, but there are several who say, no, once you're on the continuing resolution slippery slope, they'll be one after another until Christmas. It'll provide the excuse that those a handful of so-called moderates need to join in with the Democrats and do it until we get to Christmas. So it's a very hard call, and we're going to see. But I think the bright spot is we're going to move appropriations bills on the floor this week. That's what we're supposed to do. Let's prove we can do it. And I think there is agreement even across the conference on that. Every time the pressure lets up, every time the gun is pulled away from the head of leadership, things seem to stop. But right now, that is the plan. It's going to happen, and we'll see it play out.
Yeah, look, I get the argument that once we get on the CR train, but you can always have the power to stop that. If there needs to be – so, look, I'm in the path that if we have to shut it down, shut it down. But I would rather give a two-week extension than to have a 18-month extension where the Democrats and moderates combine together, right?
I concur with that, Charlie. That is my position as well.
Yeah, and so in closing, the top priorities for you guys that are negotiating, border, weaponization of DOJ, and then where does Ukraine come into this? Because Speaker McCarthy has been on both sides of that in the last 72 hours.
Another problem. So exactly. So he said he's going to take that out as a separate issue because Marjorie Taylor Greene is, you know, I've been on the same position as Marjorie and my other conservatives all along, that is something which should not be happening. Now, when you talk about Republicans getting along, I'm willing to set that issue aside and pass the defense appropriations bill as long as we're passing appropriations bills. Marjorie said appropriately it doesn't belong in there. I hope she sticks to her guns. But so far, leadership hasn't resolved it. Yeah. And we'll see. But I do think it's important that appropriations bills, well as the other three, move this week.
Well, yeah. And the argument, once you introduce a 30-day extension, is it works actually against the moderates, which actually might put them to a table because they say, well, this might hurt us in re-election. Well, yeah, if you don't get a deal done and it keeps going, you're getting closer and closer to re-election. So get a deal done. Vote on something, right? Put something on. Send something to the Senate. You got to send something.
Charlie, nothing's happened other than this, continuing resolutions and omnibus appropriations bills for the last 25 years. So those who say that's the way to go, well, I mean, there's some people who believe that. But I'm telling you, I'm telling all of your viewers and listeners, it's evident to me that Republicans are drifting downward and that the people are very impatient and expect them to show a distinctive and different direction. And this is what it comes down to. A lot of people would say, well, don't bother me about 12 spending bills. Why do I care about that? What they'll see is competence, performance. And that then becomes the body that can perform going forward.
Hold the line. I'm not afraid of a shutdown. But instead of an 18-month CR, we'd do a 30-day extension. I think that's reasonable. Congressman Bishop, thank you.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's improved your overall day-to-day, how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature. It's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life. And I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. Got more energy and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Joining us now is Alex Marlowe from Breitbart.com. We have him on next week to discuss his very impressive new book, Breaking Biden. But I do want to make sure I plug that. Alex, welcome to the program.
Charlie, thank you so much. And I'm really looking forward to next week. We're going to have a lot to talk about, I guarantee it.
Yeah, it's really impressive. This is a thoroughly researched piece. So let's put the Biden thing aside for a second. We're here to talk about the border. Breitbart has done some of the most comprehensive and courageous reporting on the border for well over a decade and a half, almost now. It feels like it's been 14, 15 years. How bad is it now, Alex, versus even, you know, 6 or 7 years ago when you guys were sounding the alarm?
Yeah, this is one thing that's been, in a way, very heartening in the sense that conservative media has really understood this to be a major issue. Charlie, back when you were, you know, probably in middle school sometime in about 2014 or so, people were did not understand that this is an existential threat to America, the fact that we have an open border. And the good news is that now we do. And the Republican Party, which used to be a purely open borders party, is now the voters get it. The voters understand that we need to secure the border. That needs to be a top tier issue, if not the number one issue in the country. But unfortunately, the donor class plus the entirety of the Democrat establishment all want the borders as open as possible. And periodically, we just see this come up in the news, and it just boggles the mind that we can't get people on board for actually having a border. Charlie, if we were fighting for a border in Ukraine against Russia, then all of a sudden everyone's really interested. But our southern border, yeah, it's all of a sudden you can't get people's attention.
So just from a volume of people, they're saying 8,500 people in one day in Eagle Pass, Texas. Is it fair to say, Alex, that the current administration is facilitating the entry of these people into the country, not trying to repel them?
Oh yeah, no, they've made it clear. In fact, that they have exact language. Biden has actually justified making it easy to get people into the country. We're significantly expanding legal pathways to entry so businesses can get the workers they need. Do businesses need more workers right now, Charlie? No, the unemployment rate is probably too low at the moment. And the Fed has been trying to deal with this. And it's part of the reason why we're having this massive inflation is that we have all these people in the country that are already working super low paying jobs. And we don't need more competition imported. And yet the Biden administration is specifically stating that that's part of their goal. So they're even being open about it at this point, that they want more people in and they want to get them in as fast as possible. And remember, the people showing up, they don't think of themselves as illegal aliens. They think of themselves as migrants who are going to try for asylum. They're going to get caught and released into the country, catch and release, as Trump has been known to say. They go into the country, and then they're essentially legal until their court date comes up, which they will inevitably miss, and then they'll become illegal. But they get in by any means necessary, start making money and sending it back to their countries.
Let's play cut 26. Biden is celebrating this, saying that over 1 out of 4 of young kids in America are speaking Spanish, not English. Play cut 56.
We're going to make it clear, as we have here tonight, during Hispanic Heritage Month, Hispanic heritage in America is American heritage. That's what it is. Now, think about it, folks. I'm not trying to just be nice. Let's be simple about it. 26 of every 100 children in grade school from kindergarten through high school come from Spanish-speaking homes. 26.
Alex Marlowe.
I'm all for learning a lot of languages. Our friend Dennis Prager brags about knowing 5 languages. I love that. I'm teaching my kids multiple languages. My wife's multilingual. I'm teaching my kids Spanish because we live just north of L.A. Charlie, we need a national language. It needs to be English.
Yes.
You cannot thrive in this country without English.
That's
and if
exactly
you want
right.
to create a path for people to have a culture, it starts with a language. And it's great if we know multiple languages. But to play up that we're learning Spanish, we know that is to undermine learning English very well, which last I checked, I don't think we're doing very well in the English department these days.
No, and I mean, our original documents, our founding documents are in English. And if you do not have the language, which is the medium to tie people together, then you are a nation of strangers by definition. You can't communicate. There's barriers to commonality.
Yes.
But Joe Biden is celebrating that, saying that that is American heritage. Let's go here. Alex, you're a smart guy. You can help make sense of what the gay ChatGPT guy says. Play cut 2.
Was the Biden administration caught off guard by this latest surge of migrants?
Well, what you saw was the administration, as always, responding as needed to conditions, being proactive where necessary.
Were you caught off guard, though?
Look, the president did what needed to be done. And often that involves a rapid response, like the rapid response that this administration directed.
It's ChatGPT, Alex. And I need to get a transcript of that where he says, I wrote it down earlier when I was on Megyn Kelly's show. He had the conditions proactive to respond to the rapid response to get things done. Alex Marlowe.
Yeah, that is it's just he's really good at parroting with the talking points. Look, Pete's a BSer. He's the ultimate BSer. And he's in an administration that rewards BSers. If you want to rise to the Biden administration, just prove you're the best at BSing. And our media loves it. Our media can't get enough of this guy. Do you remember that Wired profile that said he's got a cathedral mind? I think it was Wired.
Yes.
He's got a cathedral mind. He was lending time to the journalist. He should have been reading, the Iliad is what he would have liked to have been doing instead of doing the interview. I'm all for reading the Iliad, but he's supposed to be, working on roads and bridges and trains. Another train derailment, I think, just this week, Charlie. It's just the guy is an empty suit, the definition of it. But I have to say that is a quotable quote if there ever was one.
So let's talk about the border from this perspective, Alex. I was just in Texas, in Hill Country, Texas, and they are very, very fired up that Greg Abbott is not doing nearly enough to secure the border. So talk about states, because now states are going to have to become the place where the rubber meets the road for the border in the short term. There's only one out of four border states that is controlled by Republicans. What else can Greg Abbott do to at least repel the invasion happening in Texas?
It's interesting because I asked J.D. Vance about this when I was hosting for you, Charlie, when you were on vacation a few months ago. And I asked him if Ohio is a border state, and he immediately said yes. And that's the mentality that everyone needs to have in this country, is that we're all border states. Just ask New York right now, where they're talking about now bringing in the National Guard. Mayor Adams looks like he has no idea what's going on, that he thought that you could just get away with declaring yourself sanctuary city and not having to deal with illegal aliens. But Republicans in the House they have an opportunity to do this because they can use the power of the purse to try to negotiate an end to catch and release. And I think that would be the start. So I think they've got to hold firm on that. Catch and release has to end in the next budget or else we're going to continue to see a surge. But in the meantime, states need to do whatever they can, short of acts of violence, which are, of course, wrong, but also are used politically against our side. But they need to do whatever they can to get resources down there and to make this the biggest media circus they can. And that's why the busing was so good and the flying planes of people, the Migrants Vineyard. All of that has to be done, every tactic necessary in order to draw attention to this issue. But what they're getting, what they're seeing, which I'm encouraged by, is they're understanding the humanitarian element of this, and they're understanding that this is suppressing Americans' wages and it's suppressing Americans' lifestyles. And once that happens, once that comes through, it's going to be a universal issue on the right. And a lot of Democrats who are facing reelection, they're going to see that as an issue that's going to be a threat to their careers.
So let's talk about the budget fight then with immigration. You've been covering this for a while, Breitbart News, D.C. What wisdom can you give, Alex, from covering shutdowns before, covering D.C. negotiations, and asking for the order? So walk through that, because Republicans, it's a Chinese fire drill, as I said with Congressman Dan Bishop. It's a disaster, right? You got MTG over here and Byron Donalds, everyone. It's a catastrophe. So, Alex, focusing on border, and a looming government shutdown, how should we think about this? And tactically, what wisdom can you share?
Yeah, I'm very negative in general on these shutdown fights. We've seen them. And if you might recall the one where Trump, the government shut down because Trump wanted, I think it was $5 billion for the border wall. And he wouldn't budge in it. The Republicans wouldn't budge in it. And then the government shut down. And he didn't end up getting what he wanted. And the Republicans still got blamed for the whole thing. And the media establishment will never let the Republicans get away with any sort of a shutdown. They always love this. And I think right now, I don't see how it plays out. But I'm all for me personally, I don't think shutdowns work out well for Republicans in general, but as a news person, I love seeing the food fight. I love seeing people go at each other and declare what's important to them on the right and have it out. I've always thrived in that environment as editor of Breitbart. But I do have bad news for the people who are sort of rooting for a shutdown, that it usually doesn't work out. I wish it did sometimes, but it usually doesn't. And this is one thing that I don't think it's going to be any different this time around if we get to that point.
So then tactically, from doing this for over a decade and really covering it, Alex, how should the Republicans then approach this? And how do we then get Democrats to the table to get some form of a victory?
I think if you're wanting to bring Democrats to the table, you got to isolate those people who, if the polls are what they are, and regardless of cheat by mail, regardless of now, you know, the automatic voter registrations that are popping up that are going to be massive, massive advantages for Democrats, you got to isolate the ones who you think are going to lose in with this map and try to bring them along. Try to get them to be try to get them to the horse trade. And that's what these things come down to. I wish it wasn't like that, Charlie. And I rail on this in Breaking Biden. About how these omnibus packages we have, these massive spending cuts where we're negotiating every last thing for, you know, salmon fishermen at the same time we're talking about defense. It's absurd, but it is the way the current system operates. So you've got to get to these people because the Republicans have a lot of power in the current House environment. And if they don't deliver some major victories, the constituents have a right to be very mad.
Alex Marlowe, Breaking Biden is the book. That's what we're going to do next week. But also check out Breitbart News and Breitbart News. I'll just say Breitbart News, and we'll keep it there. Is that correct, Alex? We'll plug the book. How about that?
Yeah, that's great. Breitbart News Daily is a great show, but I don't host it anymore. So Breitbart.com is the best thing you could do to help me out is to head over there.
So, Alex, the border is a major issue. I want to talk about just your reaction to this polling that came out over the weekend, kind of segues to your book, Breaking Biden, which I want to keep teasing because next week we're really going to build out. But it says that Joe Biden is down 10 points to Donald Trump. I don't believe that. Alex Marlowe, your response.
No, I don't believe it either. I don't know if that poll is just an outlier, but certainly conservatives cannot act as though that is the reality, because we know about cheat by mails. We've talked about a lot. We know about the game of getting ballots into ballot boxes, Charlie, as you've talked about as well as anyone. And then now they're doing these things like adding the automatic voter registration in more areas. Republicans have an uphill climb, though it does seem that if you compare the polling to 2020 and 2016 overall, Trump is looking more favorable. And a couple of key issues, particularly the Bidenflation and particularly migration, as we just talked about, Republicans have the more, and Trump in particular has the more favored position. So I think there's a lot of bright spots here. But if anyone is thinking that Trump is cakewalking right now, I think they're very, very much more optimistic than I am.
Yeah, and it's going to come down to the boring stuff in all of the key states: ballot chasing, voter registration, signature verification thresholds. Let's play some tape here. Let's go to cut 27, please.
We found an enthusiasm gap between the two parties. We ask folks, on a scale of 1 to 10, how enthusiastic are you about the presidential election? And you can see Republican to Democrat, there is a gap right there. Where's the lag for Democrats? We found a couple places. Non-white voters, you can see significantly less enthusiastic than white voters. And then how about this age gap? The youngest group of voters who Democrats have been trying to get excited and motivated, a 50-point, nearly 50-point gap there.
So really an uphill battle to try to make sure voters don't stay home if you're Democrats.
Yeah. So, Alex, this used to be a thing, but it's a little bit of a distraction because of voting month and mail-in voting and their machinery. Voter enthusiasm is not as important as it used to be. It used to be when we had voting in our nation to show up at a polling place and to register. Now it really has. It's not a major bearing. Explain that.
Yeah, you and I are exactly on the same page as this, Charlie. We had events last year in 2020, or last election, where people literally didn't show up at all. There was no people at one event. I think it was in Arizona for Biden and Harris. Not a single person showed up. And he still got, you know, supposedly 81 million votes. So it is, at least he tallied 81 million votes. So the point is that a very unenthusiastic voter counts exactly as much as a super enthusiastic voter. So the name of the game is raw numbers, not as enthusiasm. But that said, it's not a bad sign overall in terms of the culture. And I think when people realize, when people can have breaking down for them, what Biden has done to their lives personally, minority voters in particular, that he's got a long history of racism, that he has not helped minority communities. I do think that their enthusiasm is going to fall off a lot, even more than already is. That's all positive. You look at immigration, you look at the Biden inflation, independents and Democrats are not buying what Biden is selling. That's great news. But ultimately, the name of the game is really those unenthusiastic voters. Can Republicans bridge the gap? The Democrats have killed us on the unenthusiastic voters. That's exactly who drives them to victories.
Alex Marlow, we have you on next week for Breaking Biden, the book, and also check out Breitbart.com. Looking forward to it. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.